Well, in February, the Boulder Weekly published a report looking at the issue of pregnant female prisoners being shackled while in labour. Well, the report has prompted a state lawmaker to introduce a bill that would prohibit this practice. Joining me now in the studio is Boulder Weekly editor and author of that original report, Pamela White, and she's been looking at this issue for more than 10 years. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning.
And actually, just to clarify, it's not really a state lawmaker who was prompted by your report. You're really behind this, prompting state lawmakers.
Yeah, I've focused on this issue or have been aware of this issue since 1999 when Amnesty International put out a report. And as a mom, it just makes me ill to think that there are women who give birth in chains in our state, and I had to do something about it. So I wrote the report thinking that somebody would be prompted to respond, and nothing happened. So at that point, I packaged it all, put some bullet points together from my research, and emailed it to a bunch of lawmakers. And then Senate President Brandon Schaefer contacted me and invited me to come down and talk to him about it. So I took my whole folder down there, talked to him for about 10 minutes, and he granted late bill status for this. So then I found myself in the position of carrying all those same materials to lawmakers, and Evie Hudak pretty much immediately agreed to carry the bill.
And she's a Democrat from Westminster.
Yes, she is. And she's very enthusiastic about it.
Now, Pamela, you've been working as a journalist, a novelist for many years, and now you're the editor for many years at the Boulder Weekly. Now you're on the other side of that, writing a bill. You're kind of writing the news. How does that sit with you as a journalist to really have crossed over that barrier?
Well, you know, it's completely new experience for me. I've never been involved in anything at this level before. It's always been as a reporter. And so I wasn't exactly sure what to do about it. So I did write a column this week sort of explaining how this all evolved and why I'm involved in it this way. For full disclosure, I mean, I figure that's the best thing I can do. And then the reporting has been handed over to our managing editor, Jefferson Dodge.
So you're taking a step back from reporting on this because
right.
You're so involved, obviously.
Right. And I will probably continue to write opinion columns on it because I think I know a fair amount about it. And opinion columns, of course, you know, that's what they're about, is a person's opinion. So I don't feel bad about that. But yeah, you know, I do have some ethical concerns about it, and I'm trying to handle it appropriately.
Well, just to backtrack about what your original report actually revealed, there's about 50 to 60 incarcerated women in the state that give birth while they're in.
Yes, about 50 to 60 women give birth every year from the Department of Corrections. And there are also women who are detained, maybe pretrial, or who are serving sentences for smaller infractions in county jails. And they, you know, I don't know how many of those actually give birth, but some of them do. And so the only way to address this issue is with a statewide law. If we've worked with DOC to change their policy for the state prisons, that wouldn't impact the county jails or the city jails.
And so the issue is that these inmates are actually shackled while they're in labour, and that
yes.
could be either shackled by an ankle or an arm. There's no regulation as to how they're being restrained, in addition to also having an armed guard at the hospital door.
Yes, they have an armed guard. They're completely by themselves. They're not allowed to have any family or support there from just strangers, and they are shackled to their bed, and everybody does it differently. So every county, every city, every jurisdiction does it differently, and that puts women at risk.
And I know that the bill that is being now introduced would prohibit the shackling of inmates in labour during transport to the hospital and actually at the hospital themselves, because you were finding that women were actually shackled sometimes around their belly.
Yeah, they were
a pregnant woman.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe, but they were putting belly belts on women depending on how big their tummy was. And for just strictly from a fairness point of view, even though a lot of times they don't shackle the women, a lot of times the guards don't, and a lot of times the nurses make them take them off. I mean, it's clearly we have an issue that's not being enforced. You know, even the policies that exist are not being enforced consistently. And when you have some women wearing a belly belt because their bellies are smaller, I mean, that just really doesn't seem fair. And this would outright ban leg shackles and belly belts on women in the second and third trimesters. So that, you know, would no longer be a concern. The American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists is supporting this bill and very active in helping to draft it and move it forward, because they condemn this practice outright as a demeaning and medically hazardous and unnecessary, because there's already an armed guard there. And there are probably not a lot of women who can get up and run past an armed guard fast enough to succeed in escaping while they're in labor. It's just kind of unfathomable.
So right now there are currently six states that have laws along this line prohibiting the shackling of women in labor. Potentially a seventh state, Pennsylvania, and then you're hoping with this bill, an eighth state, Colorado.
Yes, that's my hope. I'm hoping that we will make this happen this year.
And do you think it will happen this year, given the late stage of the process now, introducing it so late into the session?
Well, we're working really hard. We're working very hard at it. And so far, we really haven't encountered any opposition. I mean, it's not a partisan issue. You know, I don't see Republicans or conservative Democrats standing up and shouting and saying, yes, we want to shackle pregnant women when they're in labor. Let's do it. You know, I think it's just an issue that hasn't had the attention it deserves. Women make up such a small portion of our incarcerated population. And oftentimes, I think their needs are forgotten.
That's Pamela White. She is the editor of the Boulder Weekly. She published a report in February looking at the issue of pregnant female prisoners being shackled while in labor in the state of Colorado. And then as a result of that, she's actually gone ahead and is helping lawmakers write a bill that would actually pass legislation to deal with this particular issue. Pamela White, thanks for coming into KGNU today.
Thank you so much.